Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and this podcast is meant to bring you bite-sized pieces of information to help you navigate your journey of divorce or custody issues. If you have any questions while you're listening to this podcast, give us a call at 210-410-8013 or check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about how to get started. So you're thinking about getting divorced, or you're thinking about separating from your spouse, you have a child, maybe you don't have children. And so I know a lot of times that first step can be a lot and overwhelming, and you're not sure kind of what to think about, what to contemplate, where should you start. So I want to talk to you a little bit about just kind of pieces of information as far as where to start. If you're getting divorced, let's start with that. Just kind of go through and make a list of everything that you have, assets, vehicles, anything that you have that's an asset, anything that you have that's a debt, list out your bank accounts, whether they're joint or they're separate, because in Texas, it's a community property state. So even if you have a separate bank account, it doesn't matter. It could still be subject to community property where each spouse gets half. So make a list of all the bank accounts that you have, joint, separate, make a list of your assets, vehicles, boats, RVs, anything that you have like that. Make a list of any CDs, money market accounts, if you have stocks, if you have retirement, even if the retirement started accruing prior to you being married, whatever accrued during the marriage is still subject to community property. So make a list of that, just so you know that that's something that you need to discuss, and then you can kind of figure out later what could be subject to and what could not be subject to. If you have children, I would just kind of make a list of, you know, the schools that they're in, the health insurance that you have, and stuff like that, as far as where to move forward. Just to kind of wrap your brain around everything that you have and kind of what to talk to an attorney about when you start making those phone calls. From there, I would start calling attorneys and setting up free consultations and just kind of get some ideas of, you know, what your options are, what you can do, and where to start from there. And that way it'll kind of put your mind at ease a little bit, as much as can be given the situation. I know that it's very stressful when you're thinking about divorce, custody, separating from a spouse, separating from the parent of your children, and going forward like that. And then if you feel comfortable enough, depending on the relationship between you and your spouse, at talking to them about it, maybe just bring it up. Sometimes it's news, sometimes it's not. Sometimes you think it's going to be news to them, and sometimes your spouse is like, I could see this coming. You know, I felt something. This is maybe a discussion that we need to have. So maybe talk to them about it as far as what their thoughts are. And sometimes that will ease it a little bit. Again, if you don't feel comfortable or if there's any kind of a domestic violence situation, I would definitely consult with an attorney first, because that may not be something that you want to bring up. It could trigger something. So just be very cautious in that regard. Again, you know your situation best. And then from there, I would talk to an attorney and kind of just get some information from an attorney as far as how to move forward, what their suggestions are, and what your options are from there. And then that's just a good place to start. So if you have any questions or you want to give us a call at 210-410-8013. If you have any questions, you can also check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. If you want to go ahead and subscribe and like this episode, whether you're listening to it on Podbean, Spotify, or YouTube, that would be great, so you can get the latest episodes. We did have a little bit of downtime over the last month of January. We did move, so we are at a new location. We're now at 45 Northwest Loop 410, 78216 in the Vantage Bank Building. So we're now, instead of being downtown, we're right across from North Star Mall. So again, if you want to stop by, if you have any questions, feel free. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.